Fun and Knowledge, produced and transcribed from Hollywood and presented by Pillsbury's Best Enriched Flour and Ivory Flakes for quick, gentle washing. And here's the schoolmaster of Fun and Knowledge, the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, I love you. Afternoon, folks. Hiya. Well, that's good. It's certainly nice to see all you lovely people, and it's great to have you here in the college. I hope you're feeling well. How do you feel?
Fine!
Oh, you feel great. Well, if that's the case, Dean Heastan, let's call the class to order. Go ahead.
Right, Professor. The five members of the faculty board chosen from the student body have taken their seats of learning. They're adjusting their caps and gowns. Yes. Faculty board, you know your assignment. Study each student carefully as he takes his exams. Notice his conduct, his answers, his winning smiles. And at the end of the class sesh, the faculty board will select the best all-round student who gets to open the Kaiser cupboard.
Say, Dean, are the scholars ready?
They are, Professor. And here's our first student to take the entrance exam. She's Mrs. Betty Schuster from Madison, Wisconsin, married 24 years. Her husband's a car dealer, and she has a young teenage daughter.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? Mrs. Schuster, how old is your daughter?
She's 14.
Oh, 14.
14 years old.
Isn't that just absolutely peachy?
Really is nice.
Well, I'll tell you, Mrs. Schuster, you know, one of these days, unless it's already happened, some nice young boy is going to ask your daughter for her first date. And what are you going to say to her? How will you advise her? Should she be home at 10 o'clock? Should she kiss the boy goodnight? Now, let's pretend that I'm your daughter, and you're advising me on how I should behave on my first date. All right, Mommy, go ahead. Mommy, I'm going on my first date tonight.
Well, go ahead, darling. Have a wonderful time.
Yes, but what constitutes a wonderful time, Mommy?
Well, don't let him kiss you on the first date.
Did you?
I did.
Oh! But what's good for Mommy is not good for your daughter, huh?
Well, this is a different generation.
Well, I know, but boys generate the same enthusiasm, you know. It's just a different generation, that's all. Could I hold his hand, or could he hold mine?
He could hold both your hands.
He could hold both. Don't you think I'd better hold both his hands?
That might be the better way.
Yes, thank
really
you.
That really might.
Uh-huh. Well, can I bring him in the house to meet you?
No, not this time.
You don't want to meet
I
him?
I don't think so.
Well, you'd better, because he wants to elope, Mommy.
Elope? Can't you wait a few years?
Well, this is a different generation, you know. Well, I think that was a very, very fine entrance exam you took, Mrs. Schuster. And don't you think she passed her exams, too?
Yeah.
Well, now, Mrs. Schuster, what course did you select? What course did she select?
Cooking, Professor.
Cooking! All right, Mrs. Schuster. You've already been cooking with gas out here.
Gee.
All right, here's your first cooking question. You answer it, and you become a sophomore. All right? I'll give you a famous dish, and you tell me the main ingredient.
Pepper.
Pepper? The main ingredient?
Well, the meat, you know.
Well, I was thinking, I mean, a bun with nothing but pepper in it wouldn't be...
Oh, well...
That'd be a pepper dog, wouldn't it?
Well, a hot dog, a nice, meaty hot dog. It's very tasty.
I see.
Little mustard.
Well, I think you're a grand cook to have figured that one out, don't
I
you?
I think
That's
so.
Very difficult.
I really do.
All right, that makes you a sophomore. Now, to be a junior, what's the main ingredient in Welsh rabbit?
Cheese and eggs.
Yes. And you like it, too, don't you?
I love it. Don't I show it?
I think you will show it, yes. Which is Welsh rabbit? That first 50 pounds on this side or with it?
It's all around.
All around. All right, now you're a junior. Let's try to become a senior. What's the main ingredient in baked Alaska?
I love that baked ice cream.
Oh, baked ice cream.
Oh,
just think of a
so
bun.
Good.
What bun with ice cream in it,
yes,
with Welsh rabbit all over it, isn't
no,
that?
No.
Oh, no. No. All right. Now you're a senior. Let's see if you'll graduate. What's the main ingredient in sauerbraten?
Sauerbraten, that's that veal, and they dip it in flour and kind of stew it and put a lot of seasoning on. It's delicious.
Oh, let's go to your house and get in the kitchen. Oh.
Delicious. Everybody loves
it. Will you take me home with you?
Anytime.
Oh, good.
Anytime.
Well, it sounds like I'm getting the range here, doesn't it? Oh, what I said. You see, that's a joke, mister. You see, every kitchen has a range in it. You see, she is a kind of a cowboy cooker. She's at home on the range. Well, that certainly means that you passed the cooking exam, all right. Congratulations. At the close of today's class session, you'll participate in the graduation exercises. And maybe you'll get to see what's in that Kaiser cupboard over there. In the meantime, here's your graduation gift from the Alumni Association, a whole year's supply of Pillsbury's best flour. All right, Mrs. Schuster.
Professor, the folks around the campus have been talking, and I thought you ought to know.
They've been talking? What are they saying?
Well, they're saying Pillsbury's products have got something.
Oh, shucks, I knew that.
Yes, and of course, the granddaddy of the Pillsbury line is Pillsbury's best all-purpose flour.
Right.
For the last few generations, people have been using Pillsbury's best, whether they were baking cakes, pies, bread, rolls, or what have you.
Why, Dean?
Because they found out that they always bake their best with Pillsbury's best. If you're old enough, you can remember when they used to have that great big barrel of Pillsbury's best around the house. Remember with the X's on it?
I should say I do remember. I'm old enough to remember, and I do. I remember coming into the kitchen and watching my mama just finishing up a pie to put in the oven. Mm. Oh, man. Mm. You know, she used to crimp it around the edges and then stick a fork in a few spots so the top crust wouldn't puff up.
Yeah.
And didn't that pie smell good coming out of that oven?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Well, that was Pillsbury's best flour at its best, Dean.
Right you are, Professor. And ladies, if you're not a steady user of Pillsbury's best, you better get acquainted with it. Then you'll find out just how good baked things can be. And remember, you bake your best with Pillsbury's best.
All right, Dean Easton, who's next to try for the Phi Beta Kaiser key to the Kaiser cupboard?
Professor, it's a man with a baby who is going to take his entrance exam now, and he's Mr. Jens Thorsen from Denmark, a civil engineer with a baby 25 weeks old, and here he is.
Oh, well, you had me worried for a moment. You said, yes, a man with a baby, and I couldn't find the baby. I thought maybe you were wearing a papoose or something. I didn't see the baby. He means that you're the father of a baby.
Yeah.
25 weeks old.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that one? Is it a boy or a girl?
It is a girl.
A 25 weeks old little girl. How much did the baby weigh when it was born?
Gee, that's difficult to remember. Well, six pounds nine.
6 pounds 9.
Yeah.
Well, was it born here in America?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Good. Well, by now you must know just about everything there is to know about babies. How do you put the baby to sleep? Have you tried singing her to sleep?
I'll
tell you what let's do then. Before you can change your mind, let's pretend that I'm your little 25-week-old baby right now. Now, I've been crying for hours, and the neighbors are threatening to open fire at any minute now. And you're getting madder and madder because I'm crying and crying. You get the idea?
Yeah.
All right, go on. Sing me to sleep. Rockabye, baby. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know any rockabye, baby, but I'll sing a Danish rockabye for you.
Oh, that'll be fine. You couldn't serve a little Danish pastry at the same time, could you?
Well, I would like to.
All right. You put me to sleep now. Remember, I'm crying. I'm mad. I don't want to go to sleep.
Yeah, take
it
easy.
I don't like it.
Lille Grete, var en pige red. Var så glad for huren, sov med den om natten. Lille Grete fik en hue rød. Lille Grete fik en hue rød. første glas fra huren.
Keep working on me, kid. I'm a tough customer. Go ahead.
Den lille Grete fik en hurebrød. Lille Grete fik en hurebrød. Første glas fra huren. Sovet den om natten.
I think he did it very well. Don't you, student? Hey, that's very wonderful. Say, I see by your card that you selected geography as your course in the class here today. So let's see how you're going to do. Here's your first question. Answer it and become a sophomore here in the college. I'll give you the capital city, and you tell me the country. You got it?
Yes.
All right. Rome is the capital of what country?
Italy.
All right. Answer this and be a junior. Madrid is the capital of what
Spain.
Country? Spain. You're so right. You're trying to be a senior now. Yeah. Lisbon is the capital of what country?
Portugal.
Portugal. So you don't have to answer so darn fast, you know. All right, you're a senior now, and you're trying to graduate.
Yeah.
Ankara is the capital of what country?
Ankara. Turkey.
Turkey! Hey, how about this boy? Oh, well, that's wonderful, Mr. Thorson. You'll take part in the graduation exercises at the close of the class session. And maybe you'll get the Phi Beta Kaiser key to the Kaiser cupboard. Who knows? In the meantime, here's a graduation present from the Alumni Association. It's a year's supply of Pillsbury's best in rich flour. Thank you. Very good. Who's the next volunteer to take the entrance exam?
It's Mrs. Sarah Waller from Los Angeles, Professor.
Well, hello down there.
How are you up there?
Oh, just fine. How are you, Mrs. Waller? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Say, Mrs. Waller, are you married? You must be if you're Mrs. Waller.
I am.
You're married. Uh-huh. How long have you been married?
30 years, last week ago.
30 years. Isn't that wonderful? Let's wish you a happy 30 years. Anniversary. That's wonderful. Do you have some children?
I have two sons. One is a photographer in Europe for the Stars and Stripes.
Wonderful. And what's the other child?
The other one goes to UCLA.
A boy or a girl?
Boy. Both boys.
Both boys. Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. What does your husband do, Ms. Waller?
Electrical engineer.
An electrical engineer. Well, that's good. Let's see if we can't make a contact here and electrify the student body, shall we? As a housewife, you've probably kept pretty busy taking care of your home and your husband. Tell me, what do you do to relax? I mean, how do you amuse yourself? Do you go horseback riding?
No.
Knit argyle socks?
No.
No. Cut out paper dolls?
Oh, no.
Play bingo?
No, I don't.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, whenever I feel blue or happy, I sit down and I'm only an amateur, but the only thing that makes me happy is sit down and try and play.
Play.
During the war, it helped me a lot, playing on the piano.
Oh, playing on the piano. I'm glad you straightened me out. I mean, sit around and play, you know.
Well, I didn't.
Well, that's... You play the... Well, what are we...
Just an amateur.
Well, you know, I know we don't have to beg you. How about toddling over to
those
80
years? Sure
will. Well, play the piano for us. All right, there goes Mrs. Waller over to the 88s. Dust it off, boys. Now, you entertain the student body on the piano. Go. Hey, that girl's really solid, isn't she? That was really wonderful, Mrs. Waller.
My hands were so shaky, I couldn't keep them on the keys.
Well, it didn't sound the least bit nervous. Of course, your dress was shaking a little. I thought maybe it was the wind, though, you know, blowing through the
maybe.
Trees. All right. Say, did you notice how pouty our organist was while you were playing? He resented the fact that you played so well.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Well, you better make up with him afterwards.
I sure will.
Well, that's really fine, Mrs. Wallace. Say, Dean Easton, what course in education did Mrs. Wallace select?
Well, Mrs. Wallace said she'd like to major in popular waltzes, Professor.
Well, waltz me around again, Matilda. Let's go here. Here's your first test on famous waltzes. Okay. Answer it and become a sophomore. Now, Rex Carey will play it. You tell me what it is. Listen.
Blue Danube.
She has it. Hold it. Stop flowing that river right there. Hold it. And now to be a junior. What's the name of this waltz? Listen.
Missouri Waltz.
Hold it. Hold it right there. Mr. Truman will love you. He'll love you. Yes, he will. All right. Now, would you be a senior? Let's see. What's this waltz?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Hold it, hold it. Right here in the middle of the afternoon, she got it. 3 o'clock in the morning. All right, now, are you going to graduate?
I hope I will.
I hope you do, too. We don't like to see anybody fail in our college. But we don't want anybody to completely graduate either, because we want you to always be a student in our college.
Okay.
Tell me the name of this famous waltz. Listen, on with the music orchestra. Hey, just a minute. She plays. She not only plays, but she sings. Listen to that girl sing. She got them all right. Students! All right. You also join the graduation exercises at the end of the class session. And maybe that faculty board over there will select you as today's honor student. And then you'd get to see what's inside that Kaiser cupboard. Meantime, here's your graduation present from the Alumni Association. It's a whole year's supply of Pillsbury's best flour for you.
It's recess time, Professor. Time to relax from the rigorous rigmarole of fun and knowledge.
Well, let's relax then, Dean Easton. Give us some soothing, relaxing words to make us happy.
With pleasure, Professor.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that makes women feel happy and proud, too. A big, beautiful cake that you baked yourself.
Oh.
And yet these wonderful cakes that you can be rightly proud of can be made in so little time,
How?
With so little effort.
How?
If you use Pillsbury's Quick Mix cake recipes and, of course, that remarkable all-purpose flour, Pillsbury's Best.
Oh, goody, goody gumdrop.
Remember, you bake your best with Pillsbury's Best.
All right, back to school, everybody. Now, Mary Jones, take your seat. Jimmy, stop pulling Susie's pigtails. Classroom, come to order.
The second session of Kaiser College of Fun and Knowledge brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of ivory flakes for quick, gentle, safe washing.
Say, Dean Easton, the faculty board is buzzing with excitement over there. I wonder which of our scholars is in the lead so far.
The faculty board certainly is buzzing, Professor, because, remember, one of our students today will receive the Phi Beta Kaiser key to open the Kaiser cupboard at the end of the class session. Now, here's our new student ready for the entrance exam, Mrs. Rose Strauss of New York. Married 59 years, her husband is a tailor, and she's the mother of a large family.
Hold the phone. You say... You've been married how long, Miss Strauss?
59.
June the 15th
was 59 years married.
Isn't that... You, Mrs. Strauss, are almost the mother of our country. You know that, don't you?
I got five sons.
You have five sons?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. All boys.
All boys. All boys. They didn't tell you.
I mean, I know all your sons are all boys, but I meant, were there others? Just the five boys. You have no girls.
No girls. I got daughter-in-laws.
Got daughters-in-law.
Yes.
Well, that makes it wonderful. You have your own sons, and now you have some lovely girls.
Now I got 10.
I'm sure that you love as much as you would your own daughters.
Sure.
And I can look at you and bet right now that it's mutual, too.
Yeah.
Look at that beautiful, wonderful smile and twinkle in her eyes. Been married 59 years and still as young as... Morgan O'Brien, shall we say.
Just.
Well, right. Mrs. Strauss, it's been a long time since you were on your honeymoon, hasn't it?
Yes, I've had a long time on my honeymoon. Sure, mm-hmm. It is a long time.
Well, I let's bring back that beautiful memory right now. What do you say?
The same. My husband used to say to me all the time, "My dear wife, you're just like a bride when I got married to you." And I love you just the same. Always.
Isn't that sweet? Well, I want to go back now to that honeymoon. And if you don't mind, let me step into your husband's shoes for just a moment.
All right.
Will
you? All right.
All right, Mrs. Strauss. It's a soft, mellow moonlight night. Yeah. And you are and I are newlyweds. Yeah. A strolling arm in arm down the Rue de la Paix in Paris. It is spring and we're in love. Yeah. The flowers are blooming. Yeah. The doves are cooing.
Sure.
Paris garters are snapping.
Yeah.
Tenderly, gently, I lean over and brush your cheek and whisper softly, sweetheart, will you kiss me?
If you married, I'll kiss you if you married to me.
If I'm married to you, you'll kiss me.
Yippers.
Well, I'm your husband. Well, what do you
want? Well, I'll kiss you. I'll kiss you.
Hey, don't worry about going back to your honeymoon. Unless you and I go to Paris now. Oh, that's wonderful, Mrs. Strauss. I see by your card that you're going to study the moving pictures. All right, here we go. Let's go to the movies together. Now, here's your first movie question. You get it right, and you'll be a sophomore. In the picture Emperor's Waltz, the Emperor Waltz, who played the part of an American phonograph salesman? He was the star of the picture. Well, he was the star of Going My Way, too. That ought to help you.
I tell you the truth, I was so busy in the house with the children, I never went to the movie.
Well, I'll give you a hint. He has four boys. He doesn't have five.
This is Crosby.
Bing Crosby, that's right. All right. The picture she didn't know, but start discussing who's got boys and that she knows about. All right.
I got boys.
All right, now you try to be a junior. In the picture Forever Amber, who played Amber?
I don't know.
Well, you just think. I'll try to lend a hand. I'll lend a hand to you, if you think now. Do your... Who said Linda Darnell? You didn't hear anybody say Linda Darnell, did you? Oh, all right, Linda Darnell, that's right. That must be one of your daughters-in-laws out there helping you.
No, they're not here. They're from New York.
In New York. All right. Now, let's see if you'll be a senior. In the picture Best Years of Our Lives, now, I'm sure you saw the Best Years of Our Lives, who played the part of the middle-aged G.I.? You know, the one with the family. I'm sure if your son is a photographer for Stars and Stripes and if he's in a uniform, he has to know how to march.
He has to know how to march. He marches in the march.
Yes. Students! Frederick March. Well, Mrs. Strauss, I'm sorry you missed. You flunked your course, but don't be discouraged because the faculty board is still considering you for the Phi Beta Kaiser key to open that mysterious Kaiser cupboard. And since you made a swell effort, the Alumni Association wants you to have a 6-month supply of ivory flakes, Mrs. Strauss.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, and may you have 59 more wonderful years of married life.
Professor Kaiser, before our final scholar takes the entrance exam, I'd like to tell everybody, plainly and simply, it's a dishpan fact.
What are you talking about, Dean Heaston? What's a dishpan fact?
It's a dishpan fact. One box of ivory flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands.
Right.
Let me explain, ladies.
You can explain to the gentlemen, too.
Ladies, when you have nice washables to rinse out, don't you count on ivory flakes' gentle care?
Well, we men wash out a few things, too, you know.
Well, how about treating your hands to that same gentle care at dishwashing time? It's a mistake to use strong wash day soaps. They can leave your hands so rough and red. Say, look at your hands right now, ladies.
Go on,
now,
look at them.
Yes, look at them. Now, frankly, aren't there reason enough to try ivory flakes for dishes?
My hands are reason enough to wear leather gloves.
Try ivory flakes, the pure, mild flake form of gentle ivory soap. One box of ivory flakes is all it takes for smoother, younger-looking hands. And here's another thing. Ivory flakes are so speedy.
Right, fast as lightning.
Ounce for ounce, ivory flakes give faster suds, longer-lasting suds, suds that wash more dishes than even leading package soaps. All told, for speed, for suds, for hands that will be smoother, younger to see, here's all that it takes.
What?
Only one box of ivory flakes. Pure ivory flakes.
Isn't that cute?
Now, Professor, Here's our final student to take the entrance exam to Kaiser College of Fun and Knowledge.
Well, who is it?
She's Mrs. Betty Nolenberg of Alabama, young and jolly, mother of one boy, and her husband's a janitor.
Well, Mrs. Nolenberg, is that right? Mrs. Nolenberg, you from Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Well, yep.
I'm awful glad to know you.
Well, I'm glad to know you, child. What part of Alabama are you
Birmingham.
From? Birmingham.
And you're from Carolina, aren't you?
Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Glad to know you. I've been there.
Glad to know you. We rebels got to stick together. They got us outnumbered out here. You know that.
I've heard you on the air, but I've never seen you. I think you're grand.
I beg your pardon?
I say I've heard you on the air, but I've never seen you. I think you're grand.
Well, I've never seen you before. I think you're done grand, too.
Your baby's awful sweet.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you so much, Ms. Nolenberg. Uh-huh. Say, I understand you have a child.
I have a boy, 20. He was 20 yesterday, and I celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary yesterday, and I was 50 years old yesterday.
Holy mackerel! How about you?
My boy was in the Navy 5 years yesterday.
He was in the Navy 5 years yesterday?
Yes, and he was 20 yesterday, so figure that out.
Well, I can't figure out anything except yesterday was the most important day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Say, have you ever had a babysitter?
Yes, I did.
You did, uh-huh. Well, do you have any idea what that babysitter did while you were away?
Well, I think I do, yes.
How do you know that she was okay?
Well, I think she was okay.
You weren't there?
Because when I came, the next time he was a bad boy, I just figured out that she had done something to him that he shouldn't have done. See, now, for instance, if he pulled her hair, she evidently pulled his hair. See, because the next night when I had to take care of him, why, his hair, you know, he'd start pulling my hair, then I'd start pulling his, and he'd say, pull mine. Uh-huh. See, because I know that she'd pulled his hair.
This is a hair-raising incident we're having. Well, I see. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's find out firsthand what a babysitter does. I'll tell you how we'll do that. Now, you're a babysitter, Mrs. Nolenberg, and you're sitting with the baby next door.
Oh, it's not my baby.
No,
okay.
It's the baby next door, and that's me.
Oh, brother.
And I'm a mean little kid. I'm a roughneck.
Are you a boy?
That question
girl.
Has never been asked me before. What do you think I got those two children, a Sears robot?
Yeah. Well, what I mean is on the program.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You mean...
I know you're a real man, but what I mean is...
Call me Sonny Wisekeiser. Well, I understand what you mean. I'm a mean little kid, and I'm a little boy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're the babysitter, and I just reached over and bit you on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. What are you going to do about it?
Now, listen here, Kay. You've been bad all evening, ever since your mother left. And I want you to be a good boy. And if you bite my nose again, I'm going to bite it right back.
I want to
see. You've got dry pants on. Listen, you've had your bottle and you've had your orange juice and your water and everything, and you're not supposed to be acting just like a nut. That's all.
Well, I am a nut. What am I saying here?
You are.
Well, what about it, students? Did she pass her exam or not? Hey, Ms. Nolenberg, if you're going to be out here any length of time, I know where you can pick up a few extra bucks. Come to my house.
Well, I've been out here for 25 years. I'm expected to be here the rest of my life.
Wonderful. Now, I'll call you up
and we'll
do a little sitting, babysitting. I mean, we'll get together, all
okay,
right?
Okay, that'd be swell.
Now, what category have you selected? Oh, nicknames of famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Here's your first question. You answer it and you'll be a sophomore.
Yes, sir.
Who is known as the Brown Bomber?
Joe Lewis.
Good. Now, let's see if you're going to be a junior. Who's known as the groaner?
The groaner or the crooner?
Well, the groaner, they call him.
Bing Crosby.
Right. All right, you're a junior. Let's see if you'll be a senior. Who was the little flower?
The little flower.
Yes.
Oh, he was the mayor of New York City.
Yes.
He had an Italian name.
LaGuardia. LaGuardia. That's exactly right. That's right. All right, you're on the last lap. Now let's see if you graduate. Who was the happy warrior?
Happy warrior?
Yes, he ran for president of the United States, I think.
Oh, Theodore Roosevelt.
No, he didn't. He was not elected. He used to say, well, let's look into the rackets. He wore a brown derby. He was the governor of New York.
Oh, Al Smith.
Al Smith. She got him all right. All right, Lady Nuremberg. All right. At the end of the session, you'll participate in the graduation exercises. The faculty board may elect you today's honor student. And then you'll see what's in that Kaiser cupboard that's closed up and locked up over there. In the meantime, here's your graduation present from the Alumni Association. A whole year's supply of ivory flakes to Mrs. Nuremberg. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. All right, have all the students taken their exams, Dean Easton?
They have, Professor.
All right, then faculty board, look over your notes, look over all the Sterling scholars and make your decision. Who's going to open that Kaiser cupboard? Dean Easton, while the faculty board is making up its mind, you may address the assembly on how to make housework easier and more enjoyable with ivory flakes.
Housework easier? You said it, Professor. For ivory flakes are speedy. Ounce for ounce, ivory flakes give faster suds, longer-lasting suds, suds that wash more dishes than even leading package soaps. And remember, for hands that will be smoother, younger to see, here's all that it takes. Only one box of ivory flakes. Pure, pure ivory flakes.
Well, faculty board, are you ready? Which of our students showed the most integrity, the most ingenuity, the most winning smile? Will the chairman of the faculty board give us the decision?
Professor Kaiser, the faculty board has chosen Jens Thorsen.
Jens Thorsen is the winner! Mr. Thorsen, 25 weeks old, little baby girl he has. Well, Mr. Thorsen, maybe it's in that Kaiser cupboard is something that you can use, but just a moment. Congratulations first to our other graduates. Each of our scholars who went all the way through college without a mistake wins a beautiful Benrus wristwatch. And here is that key, Mr. Thorsen. Here's the 5/8 Kaiser key to the Kaiser cupboard. Mr. Thorsen, walk slowly but surely to that Kaiser cupboard. Open it. See what you've won. There he goes. He's on his way to see what's in there. Is it a house and lot? Is it a car? What is it? Is it a washing machine? There it is, a $350 four-car refrigerator. And it's a beauty. Congratulations. Well, there's the bell. There's the bell. School's over for today, folks. Thanks a lot for being with us. And we'll hold another class session tomorrow with more students in search of fun and knowledge. And now, students, let's do a bit of singing here. Let's close the college session with the alma mater. Ready? Everybody.
Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Professor Kay Kaiser and the College of Fun and Knowledge, transcribed and produced from Hollywood and presented by Pillsbury's Best in Rich Flour and Ivory Flake for quick, gentle, safe water. Bob Houston speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.